Let's do it now, you know.
Okay. I'm going to just do this whole thing. So you can just... Okay.
Okay.
And now it's time for something to know. It's no fantasy league that this is real life. This summer, we will be adding a third player to our roster. Rossi baby number 3 is arriving this July.
Oh, for real? In July?
Yep.
Yay!
Yay!
Oh, yay! I got a real hug.
No charade hugs.
Yay, everybody, yay! Yay!
I officially had my last sushi meal last week.
Oh, no!
Whoops.
So, July, okay.
July 22nd.
Okay.
It's still super. You're literally the first, Greg knows, but you're literally the first person I've told.
Yay.
And it's like super, super early. But I thought the timing, if I told you this episode and it airs, that would be the time that we would tell everybody. So if, God forbid, something happened, we'll just cut this whole thing out.
Oh, God. No.
But.
Yay. Oh, yay.
Remember how last week I was like, and I'm waiting for this.
Uh-huh.
In my pocket. Never showed up.
Damn it.
No.
Yeah.
And now you know.
Yay.
Crazy. If you want to do a real now you know, that's fine.
No.
It's okay. I was just
I'll
like,
make that one work. It'll just be me yelling to the mic.
No, that's good. Yeah, I think those are good. But yeah, we're super excited.
Yay.
Hooray.
Sorry, I'm like, sorry.
No, I didn't mean to like throw the whole thing out. So I was like sitting out in the car when
exciting.
I got here, and I was like trying to figure out how to word it. And I was like, okay, now I can drink more water.
Oh, yay. I will also drink more water.
Yeah, so I'm super thankful we had sushi last week. Because now I'm like, oh, it's going to be a long...
Oh,
long year.
That's okay. It's okay. Just till July.
Yeah,
it's all good.
It'll
by the time your birthday comes, you're all set.
Then I can eat sushi for the rest of my life.
Well, who knows?
Cut off. The factory is closed.
Done. Three's enough.
I think so. 2's enough, so we'll see what happens with 3. Oh, yay. Yeah, how about a tater tot here? Mm-hmm. I'll talk to that.
Cheers. Oh, no, you just dropped. Oh, God.
The baby needed food, too. Direct to consumer.
Wait, okay, so. So, yeah, this, like, just happened.
Yeah, I'm 6 weeks. Almost Shit. 6 weeks.
Labor Day. Was that 6 weeks?
No, that's way further. October.
Oh, yeah, because we're like at the end of November.
Yeah.
Like oh, October. Greg's birthday.
Yeah.
Ish. I'm calling it that.
Yeah, I guess. It had to be a little bit later than that.
Well, what happened? Like nothing happened.
But
no, it was a Saturday. It was a Tuesday. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. It was pretty nuts because it was like, I said to him last weekend, I came home and like I was feeling so crampy, but like,
ugh.
But like normally for me, if I'm feeling that crampy, mm-hmm. I already have, like, it's already here.
Oh,
but nothing.
Shit.
So I was like, it's kind of weird.
Damn it.
So then I was like, all right, if nothing happens by Saturday, like afternoon Saturday, I'm going to go to the store. And
yeah. Like what's the cutoff?
Yeah. So I ran out while the kids were eating dinner. I came back. Greg was sitting on the couch. I go, I take the test.
Ugh.
Both children come running in, and as I'm waiting for the thing to go, and like,
how do you sit there by yourself with that?
No, that's how I've done it every time. I'm just like, eh. So anyway,
I could do it.
So like, the, you know, like, so they come running into the bathroom, and I had it like behind me because I didn't want to like sit there and watch it. I just wanted to look at it and
look
just see what the answer said. Yeah.
Mm.
And the two of them are standing there talking to me. And it was just such a, like, a moment. So I was just like, and like, I looked at it over the two of their heads and it's like pregnant. And I was like, I literally walked out of the bathroom and I threw it at Greg. And I was like, I'm sorry it's not a big announcement, but we did it again. Because, like, I mean, he knew it was a possibility when I was like going out to get this stuff. But I was like, oh, what?
Like, we were both just kind of staring. Kind of like a, it could it be it, but not really expecting.
Right. Yeah. Like, we knew that it was a possibility, but I don't know. Like,
didn't really.
Until it really happens. It's, and it's like, so I just went to the doctor on Thursday, and it's just, you just go with the nurse and they take your blood and all that. And they set up all of your, like, next appointments.
Oh my God.
Oh, yeah. I'm and it's,
get blood works.
It's crazy. So, oh, man. But, like, that night, not that we were avoiding each other, but every time we passed each other, we'd, like, making these faces, like, oh, my God, what did we do?
In our head, like,
we made a huge mistake. So, yeah. But when we went to the doctor the other day, like, the office and stuff again, it was kind of like,
okay,
it's getting real. So, we'll probably tell our parents, like, I don't know, soon. Maybe we'll tell them on Thanksgiving and then wait till Christmas to tell, like, the rest of the family. My sister already, like, she knows. And I, so here's what happened. She came over not long after her wedding. Mm-hmm. And I just, she was just, like, acting weird or whatever. So I put my Aunt Squad shirt on. And I was like, oh, do you have something to tell me about? And she was like, what? No. And I was like, oh, because I was prepared. And then, like, she was laughing. And then, so Sunday morning, she was texting me, and I was like, guess what? Because I'm such an asshole. I was like, guess what? And she was like, what? And then I got busy, and then I was just for a few minutes, and she's like, you're pregnant. You're having another kid, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I love you. And then she was like, you're pregnant. I know it. And I was like, I just, I was just made a face at her, and I was like, oh, why do you think I look pregnant? And she's like, no, but you haven't denied it. So then I just kept changing the subject. So then the next day, she said something. She's like, when am I coming over? She's like, wear my Aunt Squad shirt. And I was like, okay, Cap. And then yesterday she was saying something to me and she was like, so how are you feeling? I was like, fine. And she's like, any morning sickness or night sickness, you know, because of your child? Like, she's like trying so hard, and she just started her new job this week. So I like didn't want to take away from that. Like, I'll probably tell her this week. Like, I hope to tell her this weekend. But every time I've told her, she was
write her and be like, how are you feeling today? Feeling good? Really good? Because, like, you know, that aunt morning sickness and everything.
Oh, God. Yeah, now I have to turn it around. I was thinking, like, yeah, so every time she was at college, I, like, FaceTimed her and was like, oh, and, like, the second time she was like, again, you know, like, so this time I was like, well, if I do it in person, then it'll be, like, right before I leave, like, okay, bye. Oh, yeah, by the way.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see. I'm just really nervous. I don't know why. Like, I was nervous with the other two, like, at this stage, but, like, I just feel extra nervous.
Oh,
I don't know. I think too is because it's harder for me to, like, focus on drinking enough and eating enough, and it's definitely the sleeping part.
Oh,
like, you're like so no tired, and it's like,
but you can't. You have to function. Right,
like, the kids are up. Like, if they wake up at night or they wake up at 4 a.m, it's like the day starts. It's like,
damn it.
So it's trying to find a good balance of that. So I don't. But I just don't know. I don't know why I feel nervous. I mean, whatever. Like, I'm good. No. Right now, they're all signs are fine. Yeah. So, yeah.
Okay. I mean, just floating around in there.
Yeah.
Oh, do you Disney Plus, by the way?
We will on Tuesday because we're
just watching The Mandalorian.
Oh, okay. Is that with the baby Yoda that everybody's talking about?
The baby Yoda. This is why I'm bringing it up. Oh. Because please just have a baby Yoda.
Baby Yoda. We'll that's name what I'm him Yoda.
I will. That's what I will pray for you, is the baby Yoda.
We can call the baby, you know, like,
oh my God,
Peach.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I didn't have one for Sunny. I was trying so hard to think of one.
He's a Sunny Buns.
Oh my God. But seriously?
This is what the baby said
right now. Aw. He's a little, like.
Yeah. Shrimp.
Thing. Yeah, he's a shrimp. He's like a popcorn shrimp. Oh, but baby Yoda, seriously? All the. Everything out there, like, I would die for baby Yoda. Yes. Yes, I would die for baby Yoda. Absolutely. That's I've cute. Never looked at something and just wanted to cry so hard in my life. It's so cute. Oh. That's what I'm feeling for baby Yoda. No.
Oh, I was going to say, does he talk?
No.
Like,
no, nothing. nothing. I'm not going to say anything else about him, but God, he's just so cute. Just can't stand it. Like, that was it. Like, once he showed up, I don't know what happened in the rest of the episode. No idea. No.
You're just like,
none. Oh, literally. Every time he, like, would pop up, I'd be like, oh my God. And John's like, just stop. Watch the show. Oh God. Oh God. Mm-hmm. You'll feel it too.
We'll check it out. I'm sure we'll check it out.
It's so cute. It's good. It's only 30 minutes too.
Oh, nice.
It's actually convenient. There's a new one out tonight, but I'm not allowed to watch it because John's not here.
I'll never tell him.
No, I can't. I have to have real reactions to Baby
You're not going
to
even pay attention to it.
I know, I'm
because
not.
Because you're just going to see Baby Yoda. It's just and gonna be it. So really, it's fine. Then the next time around, you can focus more.
Maybe. And he'll be suspicious. Okay.
We're back. Would you rather?